whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
All right, welcome back. It is time for something a little different. As you well know, it is January 8, 2025. Now time for In the News. I'm your noted newsman. Hello, thank you. Please be seated. Honk your horn if you're out there in your car.
Yeah. Put them on the glass.
Flip somebody off.
Your hands, that is.
See how that goes.
Maybe your nose.
It's brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Today is Argyle Day. Do you remember Argyle? Do you have anything Argyle?
I'm trying to think.
I'm out of Argyle. I used to like Argyle.
Yeah.
I had an Argyle sweater, have some Argyle socks.
I think I have a pair of North Carolina basketball shorts that have the Argyle on the side. I think that might be my last bit of Argyle. I used to have Argyle socks.
I still have some Argyle socks.
Do you?
A couple pairs of those, yeah.
I don't mind the Argyle.
No, it's a good look.
Is it out
now? I think it's cyclical.
Yeah. We're old guys, so.
You got to be careful. Like, you're like, oh, I'm going to wear that. And then, you know, you look, you know, like 1,000 years old.
Yeah, because you, you youngs will figure this out later. You will miss the memo about something going out of style.
Yes.
And you will wear it.
Yeah.
And then somebody will point it out. Yeah. And you'll be like, wait, when did that?
You're like, what are those? You know, next thing you know, you're wearing cargo shorts. You're wearing the N1 mixtape shorts. And people are like, dude, you can't do that. That's why it's good to have either a kid or like a younger friend that just like gives you a heads up, like pulls you aside, and is like, "Hey, man,
it's the kids." The kids,
just so you know, like that's not, it's not working anymore.
Right. Also, it is National Smuggle a Chicken Day. You smuggle your chicken in today?
Why would I need to smuggle a chicken?
I don't really get that one.
I don't understand the purpose behind.
Maybe save one? Is that what it's saying?
So I go steal a chicken, but then I'm dealing with the bird flu, and I don't think that's a good idea.
Headline on KATU.com right now is Blazers on TV tonight.
that's the big headline, huh?
That's a puzzling headline to me.
It is a bit puzzling.
Why do they have to, like, shouldn't they be on TV? Like, if they're playing.
Well,
like,
some nights they're not.
Yeah. I guess that is a headline then.
Yeah.
Or, like, they're not on the most widely available. I think they're, like, on K2 tonight. Instead of one of the alternative channels, like it's a main broadcast, so they're trying to highlight.
Isn't that unbelievable? Your hometown team, the state's team, is playing tonight, and it's a headline that they're actually on TV.
Where people can see it.
That is insane.
And yet it's better than it was before.
Is it?
It is.
Is it?
It is.
Yes, we've got to bifurcate those two things.
But it's on TV, but let me ask you this.
No, I will not watch it.
Blazers Pelicans?
Yeah, not watching.
Seriously?
You loser.
Zion's out.
Zion's been out for like 28 straight years.
CJ revenge game?
CJ's out too, right?
Is he out?
I thought he got hurt. Zion played last night, but he's not playing tonight.
Yeah, it was his first game back, I believe, after like 27 games with his fat hamstring, and now he's not playing again. I'm telling you, like, for all the crap that like Greg Oden gets, why don't Zion has played in about the same number of games? Dude, that dude is an absolute waste of space, and he has a max contract.
Well, shoppers in Clark County have rang in the new year with record-high egg prices, and they're not happy about it.
No, that's no good.
Because
no good.
Experts say bird flu, partly to blame, seasonal demand, partly to blame, and destroyed egg facilities have also played a role.
Wait, who's destroying egg facilities? What? Like...
I knew you were
and how many egg facilities have been destroyed?
You can't just be like, egg facilities destroyed. What is there?
Down with Big Egg. I'm torching this place.
Yeah, is there egg terrorism that I don't know about?
A lot of people tampering with the egg industry.
I guess.
Egg production is down, declining at the end of December to its lowest level since May of 2020.
Oh, my goodness.
That was COVID.
That is right out.
So, how much are eggs in Vancouver?
I do not know. I am not in charge. Shocking. I am not in charge of buying the eggs.
I'm not either. Although I do go with my father-in-law to Bi-Mart.
Yeah.
And they have eggs at Bi-Mart.
Mm-hmm.
But I still don't know the price.
Someone on the YouTube says that they got a dozen eggs today at New Seasons for $4.49.
Okay.
See, I get this.
Is that a lot or a little?
That's See, because this is That's a not bad. I feel like
You're
everyone,
talking. Go ahead. Sorry.
I feel like everyone is like freaking out over the egg prices.
Right.
And yet, I've talked to the BTJ about this because she buys the eggs. Mm-hmm. And she often is like, I don't know, I buy these eggs. And she tells me, and it's, you know, it's like $4 or $5.
Like, she doesn't even pay attention to the price?
No, because we've had this conversation over egg prices. And she is, this is her. She's like, I don't know. She goes, I don't think they're that expensive.
It's not significant enough that it's noticeable.
Yes. Right, yeah. Right. Anything that...
Okay. Someone here says that Costco 60-pack for $14.99 when you got a family to feed.
Right.
Yeah, so that's what we do. We buy like these big, because we use a lot of eggs, and we always have like a big pack of eggs.
I'm gonna sound like a snot here.
You probably are.
But $7, anything $7 and under, I don't care what. I don't care.
That does probably make you sound like a big jerk.
$5, $7, that's the same thing to me.
Well, so
it's such. And look, I get it. People, things are expensive out there. Yeah. I get that. But I would also like to assess the finances of the people bitching all the time about this. Are you willing to give up the alcohol? Are you willing to give up the chips?
To that question is no.
Exactly. So then, shut up.
Well, I just went to Safeway, and I put in my, because this is Vancouver, right? That we're talking about. So I put in my zip code. And the Safeway by me, now I do not know if Oak Glen, maybe that is the bar S of eggs. It's like, I don't know, people want organic or farm fresh or whatever. But these, right here, in Vancouver, on Mill Plain, Oak Glen eggs, medium, B, 12 count.
How much?
$2.19.
Oh, wow. Okay, because this says Lucerne Farms large cage-free eggs.
Well, these are medium.
$4.99. Monday at Safeway.
Is that a
Fred Meyer's listed their dozen Kroger grade AA large cage free white eggs for $6.99. And that has people up in arms. Thanks a lot, Fauci.
Unbelievable.
Another texter says Trader Joe's eggs are either $2.99 or $3.49 for a dozen.
New Seasons, they're saying that you can't even buy them at all.
Well, I will tell you that if you're shopping at New Seasons, then you can't complain about prices because everything at New Seasons is $1,000.
Someone on the YouTube just said they got a dozen at New Seasons for $4.49. So this whole, you can't buy them at New Seasons.
That's the thing. Okay. I hear so much rigmarole about eggs. I don't even know what to believe anymore. I don't know. I'm confused and frightened. They're eating the pets and not the eggs. I don't know.
Dare we say fake news?
A spokeswoman for New Seasons said
the grocer is
still receiving egg deliveries, but they're distributed across locations. The allotment ensures our stores receive a proportionate share. So that's kind of how they're doing that. Mm. But bird flu has limited inventory. I just got a text from a restaurateur who said $135 per case from them right now. A couple of months ago, $29.
Oh, so
now
that's
significant.
That hurts.
Wait, so they just juiced up the restaurant eggs?
Yeah. Well, you buy them in bulk, you know, I would imagine.
Gosh.
But it seems like the regular consumer eggs aren't that bad, but the restaurant eggs are.
Because that's getting passed on to you.
Well, yeah, when you can buy them in just by the dozen. I mean, it's all relative. That's what I'm saying. It's like, I don't know. Anybody that bitches constantly about prices of anything, I will go to my grave saying that that is a curse. That's a curse. I have people in my family that are like that, and it's just...
Because if it's not the eggs, it will be something else.
It's something else. Yes, yeah. It's everything. Everything is too expensive.
It's just someone who's never going
to
be satisfied.
They just constantly bitch about that, and it's really... It's hard to be around those types of people because it's just... You know it's coming. Really?
You're not about that toxic energy.
It's just an eye roll.
God,
does anything make you happy or is it always... Like, it's a disproportionate amount of worry over something, one, you can't control, and something that, two, oftentimes isn't that expensive. You just think it is because you're a cheap ass.
It can be shocking, though. When you see... Like someone said here, again, this is why I'm saying the egg price thing blows me away because... You see online $2.99, and then this person says $8 at Freddy's for a dozen today. If I walked in and the BTJ was like, hey, go buy me eggs, and I walked in and saw a dozen eggs for $8, I would probably be like, what the hell, man? $8? I was at when we were driving back from Canada, we pulled in to get gas, and I went into the little mini mart place, and I was looking for a little sugar rush, and I found a pack of Skittles. I was like, ooh, Skittles. Nice little road snack for me. In my mind, Skittles, 79 cents.
Maybe 99 cents.
Maybe. Maybe. That Skittles that they were hitting me at that mini mart or whatever, $4.
Oh!
Guess who didn't buy the Skittle? I literally put back the Skittles and was like, yeah, I'm not doing that. I'm not paying $4 for Skittles. And yes, $4 is like whatever, right? $4. But there was a principle behind it where I am not paying $4 for Skittles. Now I'm not going to bitch about it, but I'm like it.
Well, that is happening.
It's certainly.
Except you're kind of bitching about it.
Well, but only because we're talking about it. It's not like I went out to the car and was like, this is outrageous.
Sent a Facebook message to to the store.
I didn't vote for someone on the prospect.
Leave a two-star review.
They were lowering Skittle prices. I just didn't buy the Skittles.
Well, for the guy.
But here's the thing. You can't not buy anything now and not tell everyone in your circle that you didn't buy it.
What?
If you see.
I thought you were going a different direction.
No. When you see something now and you're like, okay, well, the eggs are a little too expensive for the Skittles, it's no longer enough to just be like, okay, I'm not going to buy that. You don't have to go home and immediately tell.
It's got to be broadcast.
It has to be broadcast
to
everyone.
This is what I'm saying.
Yes.
Shut up. No one wants to hear that.
Exactly.
No one cares about your plight because we all have the same thing going on.
You're a cheap ass. And by the way, let's say you are balling on a budget, unlike Big Sook, who just pees $20, apparently.
Who didn't buy the Skittles? Me.
Yeah, so you're resourceful.
Yes.
Let's say you're balling on a budget, and you're bitching up a storm. Yeah, these prices, messy. $4.99 for eggs. Yeah. Do you know...
Taylor Swift, messy.
Would you like to know how you can keep your grocery bill the same? Don't put the box of Kit Kats in the grocery bag.
That is true. But now, but here's the thing.
Oh, but I have to have my Kit Kat.
Exactly.
Well, no, you don't, fatty. Shut up then. If you don't make adjustments and you're still bitching, you're an ass. And I don't like you.
That's a bold statement.
Make an adjustment.
Look at you having some courage.
It's like you got it. Like, the flights are expensive. We all make decisions. We all make decisions about things, whether they are worth it for us to pay for them or not.
Yes.
One, let's all keep those to ourselves.
No.
None of my business.
Taking it to Facebook.
And two, not everything is a complete ripoff. Not everything.
You seen the kids going around to Chipotle videoing the people building their burritos saying, oh, you're not putting enough on there. I'm going to get you fired. Like they're...
No.
It's a whole thing. It's a whole internet trend.
It's like, is this a uniquely American thing?
I think it might be.
Probably.
One of the all-time great things that I've ever had on this show is this was so many years ago when gas got up to like $5 a gallon. And Rob went on a great rant about this thing, but with gas. If you're complaining about the price of gas.
Same thing.
Like,
same idea.
It's expensive for all of us.
It's expensive for all
of us. Well, not only that, but it's now, what is it per gallon?
Yeah,
now
it's like $3.80.
$3.50, $3.80, okay. Whatever.
So then the lady gets out of her car, her little minivan, $4.50, and then she comes out of the store with 8 7-Ups and 5 gallons of freaking candy.
I handed
like, you can afford that gas? Don't buy that candy, fat ass.
And that's what happened. I was when I was living in La Center, we were at a Shell station right off the La Center exit, and I'm putting gas in my car, and it was this family, you can picture them. They were in a minivan, and the lady was going nuts about the price of gas to everyone, just like enraged. And then out came the brood, and they were loaded up. Big gulps, Doritos, all that stuff. And you had just the day before got on that rant, and I about pissed my pants.
That's what I'm talking about.
And that lady looked at me, and you could tell she just wanted to tell me to F off, because she probably thought I was laughing at her, which I was. But I wasn't really laughing at her. It was just, that is exactly what you talked about.
People can't, you got to make tough decisions, man. We all do it. So let's be adults, do it, and keep it to yourself.
And don't buy $4 Skittles.
I mean, seriously, the guy that is always bitching about prices is not a joy to be around.
No, it's not.
And you know who you are, people. So stop it.
It's the guy that goes...
This is our 2025... Let's all pledge together.
Right. Yeah.
Let's stop bitching about prices about everything, okay? If you don't like it, don't pay for it.
Yeah, you don't have to. It's the guy that when you go out to dinner with him and he orders the cheapest thing on the menu, not because he wants it, just because it's the cheapest, and then complains that your food is better.
Well, right. The complaint is the hard part. If you're sitting there staring at a menu and I'm out to dinner with you, and you say anything about the cost of anything before you order it, I'm never going to dinner with you again. I'm that pissed off about this.
Just like, I'm done.
I hate it.
I'm done.
I do it too. I look at a menu and I go, oh, wow. You know, because like, say you go to a really high-end steakhouse or something, they have the Wagyu beef and it's like $100 or whatever.
Yeah.
That, to me, it doesn't pencil. I'm not going to do that, right? I think I can get a perfectly good steak for, so, but I'm doing that in my head. I'm not sitting there bitching about it to the whole table. Right? And we do this about everything, all the way down to eggs.
Yeah. Eggs somehow, eggs and bacon have become the... Seriously, we had an election based on eggs and bacon.
It's because people it's because people can't replace them. Yeah. Like they don't they it's a very it's so common.
Yeah.
Much like gas. Like we have to have gas, right? We also I think a lot of people think they have to have the eggs. Yeah. So
hey, we need eggs.
When are you going to stop buying eggs?
I need eggs.
I'm also, not going to stop buying eggs. I'm just going to bitch about it.
I also need to gamble on the Duke's Mayo Bowl. I need that.
Right.
I'm not going to not gamble. That's like, that's free money.
All right. Well, anyway, eggs are over $5.
He's had a Schultz-y moment there as a show. good times.
Well, I think it's important this is a problem in America, and this is something that this show has the courage to discuss.
You know what else is a problem?
Not breaking right now?
The clock.
Yeah, the clock.
I know. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I'll give you one more story. Leif's Auto Collision Center News, next on The Fan.